U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris defended her shifts on policy, President Joe Biden, and her time in the White House in her first interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. She appeared in the pre-recorded CNN interview with Dana Bash, along with her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. It was her first as a presidential candidate. She defended making changes to some policy positions, like immigration and fracking, since becoming the nominee, and insisted her values had not changed.
I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. My value around what we need to do to secure our border, that value has not changed. I spent two terms as the Attorney General of California prosecuting transnational criminal organizations, violations of American laws regarding the passage, illegal passage of guns, drugs, and human beings across our border. My values have not changed.
Kamala Harris also said she doesn't regret defending Joe Biden's ability to serve another 4 years as president.
I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president.
Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been telling us more of how she got on.
She got on fine, in as much as these kind of interviews are well known for being not exactly the toughest interview type, where you have the presidential candidate and their vice presidential candidate sitting together with an interviewer. And as you know yourself, if you're trying to interview two people at once, you don't have the kind of focus that you have in a one-on-one interview. You can't get in depth, you can't probe deeply, because you have to switch your focus from one to the other and give them a certain amount of time in these things. So in the course of 25, 27 minutes, you had to have two sets of folksy stories about their children or grandchildren watching in, or how they came to learn that they were the candidate, or what their ideas were. So it really watered down the impact that any one of the individuals could make. So we didn't learn an awful lot new about candidate Harris. We learned a little bit more about her character in relation to how she stands with her boss, the current president of the United States, Joe Biden. And we learned a little bit more, I suppose, about how Governor Walz behaves when he's under pressure. But that was about it. There were no big bombshells, no big revelations, no real damage done to either of the candidates, no massive revelations in there either.
How did Kamala Harris respond to accusations of her changing her mind on policies?
Well, she said, I haven't changed my principles. So that's a, you know, not a bad line to throw out there if you're being accused of changing your mind on issues. And some politicians respond to that by saying, well, you know, when facts change, I change my mind. In her case, she's saying, I didn't, back in 2020, I didn't change my mind about fracking. I made it very clear then that I wasn't in favour of a ban. But they pointed out, well, in 2019, you said you were very much in favour of a ban on fracking. And when some people had went fact-checking what she'd actually said in 2020, she said, Joe Biden has made it very clear that he isn't in favour of a ban on fracking, and that's the policy from now on. So she never actually used the words, I'm not in favour of a ban on fracking. She just said, I'm supporting Joe Biden, and he's not in favour of a ban on fracking. Now, the reason why this is controversial right now is that fracking is a controversial policy in the state of Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is the most important state in this presidential election. There's quite a lot of pressure there to allow the restart of fracking to extract oil in Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign is very much in favour of that, and Harris is under pressure to respond in kind.
Sean, did she offer any further insight into her continued support for Joe Biden at a time when many people were questioning his mental competence?
Yeah, she did. I mean, it was put to her, did she have any regrets about standing so strongly by Biden in the aftermath, the immediate aftermath of his June 27th debate with Donald Trump, which is where everything went wrong for Joe Biden and ended his candidacy effectively. She said no, she had no regrets about standing by the president, and she spoke very warmly of him as being somebody who was very loyal to the American public, who thinks constantly about the American people and what's best for them. And she said history will be kind to him and will judge that presidency as a transformational one for America, pointing in particular to the massive infrastructure spending bill and also the Green Transition Bill, the Green New Deal, as being two enduring pieces of legislation which she believes will have a transformative effect on the US economy and on US society and on the way the country lives and works into the future. And that gives us an indication of two things there. One is that she is effectively tying herself to a lot of the big picture economic decisions of the Biden regime. They don't use the term Bidenomics anymore. It never really caught on. But that those big pushes on infrastructure spending and moving to a greener economy and also onshoring US manufacturing jobs, bringing them back from places like China, the Far East, even Europe. That is a policy direction that she intends to continuing. It also gives some indication to the character of the woman. And that is perhaps the most insight that we did get during this interview, is that she is prepared to be loyal to people and stick up for them, even though that may not necessarily be a very popular view. She reckons it's better to be loyal to somebody and not throw them under the bus. And that is the better way for her to go.